Ever wonder why there's so much hate against Israel? Real Life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with evangelists Han and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, evangelist Han Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Shuva Global Ministries with Melissa Pallotta, who talks about combating anti-Israeli propaganda.
You know, I remember growing up and I had a really good friend who was telling me that she would get made fun of because she was Jewish. And I really didn't understand it. I didn't know my history or know even why she was a beautiful girl, but she said that they would always make Jewish jokes. And I just found that very odd, especially as I started learning history and all that the Jewish people went through, you know, with the Holocaust. I thought, how could anyone make fun of these people after what they've been through? They should be honored and treated right and respected and, you know, felt bad for them, you know, not made fun of. So it always boggled my mind, and it still does to this day. Now I have a more spiritual aspect that I understand a little more about it, but it really bothered me then.
Well, there is this, you know, they call it anti-Semitism, you know, or anti-Semitic is what usually people think about. But there is this kind of hatred that is out there in the world today. And there's groups that are pushing propaganda against Israel. And as, I'll be honest with you, there isn't really, like, I'm Vietnamese, you know, and we don't have this type of grain against us.
Right.
And why did the people of God, the Israelites, why they have so much propaganda out there? You know, Hitler got a hold of some of this anti-Jewish propaganda, believed it, went with it, and look what he did. And he became a horrible monster. And so we have to be really aware. It can be through jokes. It can be through a lot of things. But why is it? I believe there's a spiritual, deeper look where God chose. It says in Deuteronomy chapter 14, verses 2, he's speaking to the Israelites. He says, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God, and the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth." The Jewish people got that blessing, and that blessing was everywhere. And I really believe it caused a lot of other groups who didn't understand that promise. They really got a little jealous. You know, they really got a little, and that anti-Jewish sentiment set in. I'm not saying the Israelite people are perfect or Jewish people are perfect, but I think that's what adds a new level of hatred.
They were God's chosen people. And as you can see, even through history in the Bible, they seem to always be oppressed and pushed down and mistreated. And it's really hard, but they were always blessed at the same time. And God loved them and helped them even through their distress and their hardships as they turned to him and they obeyed him and looked to him. He's protected them in such amazing wars, even wars that have been not too long. You know, there's always some type of battle against them, but God protects his people because he loves them. They are his chosen people over there in Israel. And now, thanks be to God, thanks be to Jesus, we're engrafted in. That means when we receive Jesus, we are like Jewish. We are God's chosen people. It's so powerful. So let's hear from our next guest, Melissa Pallotta, after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by Young Living Essential Oils and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Young Living is the leader in 100% pure essential oils, providing natural plant-based ways to improve your health while replacing many chemical-laden products in your home. People have been using essential oils for thousands of years, even in the Bible. To order, just visit wearingsharingcaring.com today, and for a limited time, receive a free gift to help you get started. That's Young Living Essential Oils at wearingsharingcaring.com.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Don Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Melissa Pallotta, and she is with Shuva Global, and their mission, their goal, is to help spread the word about Israel across the globe. And so let's welcome right now to the show, Melissa. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yes. Tell me a little bit more about Shuva and the purpose in which you guys are going out and reaching people to tell more about Israel.
Shuva Global is all about this incredible man named Shai Atias. And Shai is the former head of the public diplomacy department of Israel's prime minister's office. So basically, he used to work right alongside of Benjamin Netanyahu, who is the prime minister of Israel. And now he is one of his advisors. And he wants to travel the world and tell the world about the goodness of Israel. There's so many negative things that are being spoken about in Israel, and people just don't even really know the truth of what's going on there.
Mm. And what are some of the things that you would say are misunderstandings or words that are spoken that are very untrue that he's helping to unravel?
The one thing that I've learned going in and out of Israel and being with Shai is that the Jewish people, they're God's chosen people. They don't position themselves like they're better. They don't believe that they're a better person. They were just the people that God chose to show his glory upon the earth. And they follow the commandments of God. And one of the commandments is to love your neighbor as yourself. So what I've seen over and over and over again being in Israel, we have all this hatred being portrayed about the Israelis and the Palestinians and the Arabs and how everybody in the world just thinks that the Israelis hate the Palestinians and they hate the Arabs. And it is just not true. They truly do love their neighbors. And I've seen it in action. I've seen where a Jewish company, you know, run by an Israeli will say to Mr. Palestinian, Mr. Palestinian, come and work for me. If you work that job, you'll make 400 shekels, but you come and work with me, I'll pay you 5,000 shekels.
Mm. So through this, his vision and mission is really to get the word out about the love of God. And how does he help to reach people as far as, does he go to different churches or what platforms is he doing this?
Yes, definitely. He is a Jewish man, but he believes that Jew and Gentile are grafted together, and we believe in the same God, and that we need to work together, Jew and Gentile, holding hands together and blessing Israel.
So when you say Jew and Gentile, you mean like Jews and Christians, or do you mean like Jews and non-Jews?
Jews and Christians.
Okay.
Yes, Jews and Christians. And he believes that they come together. They love the same God. They have the same purpose and teaches them about Israel because most people, especially in the Western church, don't even understand Israel.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And there's so much news out there that is causing, you know, a lot of damage and problems also for Israel that's out there that when you're there, you see a different story.
Right.
And he wants to counter that false information regarding Israel that is being spread by the media.
That makes sense. You know, because, I mean, there is a lot of bad media on Israel, especially lately. And that's good that he's doing the work because he's just working hard marketing to keep the truth out there so that, I mean, obviously a lot of negative wrong things got out about the Holocaust. Look at that.
Yes.
So I could imagine why he would say, no, we got to make sure those kind of lies don't happen again where people think and they almost demonize the Jews or, you know, Israelis. And he's trying to keep that from happening.
He is. And he's traveling the world to do it.
So tell me how you got involved. I know that you are Jewish as well, and you found that out later on in life. And you, all the way here in America, get connected with this man. It's just such a God thing. Tell us about it.
It was definitely a God thing. After I found out I was Jewish, I wanted to get a dual citizenship with Israel in the United States. And that is called making Aliyah, where you actually go back to Israel. God commanded the Jews to go back to the promised land. And so that is one thing that I really felt in my heart, and my husband and my family came alongside. And we all decided that that was something that eventually we wanted to do and partner with Israel. And in that process, I received a phone call from Israel. They had received my name when this woman that I prayed for in Georgia had gone to Israel. She connected me with Shuva Global.
Mm. So you got connected with Shuva Global by praying for someone, and they connected you to this ministry. And from there, now your heart is to help them to raise awareness. And do they help supply food to anyone or any type of giving to the Israel people?
Yes, they do incredible things. They really assist with Aliyah, with the immigration, especially in the Ukraine and the French Jews. He goes into Europe and he is helping and assisting them to make Aliyah. He also has a ministry that is called First Hug. There are like 300 babies that are just abandoned in Israel every year for, you know, whatever. The parents had just rejected their children. And so these babies are just left in the hospital. And they have 3,000 volunteers that go into hospitals all over Israel to spend hours hugging and holding these babies, because without that touch, when they are, you know, newborns, it's such a critical time for the development of those children. They give a lot of financial support to physically and mentally challenged youth in Israel. They are building kindergartens in small communities, playgrounds. They feed the hungry. They provide for special needs education, medical equipment. They have tour groups. They bring people in to Israel to educate them. It's amazing.
Well, I really like what Shuva Global is doing. And if people want to get connected or if they want to learn more, they can go to shuvaglobal.com. Is that right?
Yes. And there's two ways that they can help out. The first one is to bring him in to a church or to a group meeting here in the United States. He will come and he will speak. That's the first way that you can help him. And the second way is obviously financial. And if you go to that shuvaglobal.com website and go to the support button and click on it, you can hit the donate now button.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Melissa, for being with us and sharing about this Shuva Global and all that they're doing to raise awareness about Israel and just to bring that unity and love throughout the world. God bless you, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, Father God, we just thank you so much for ministries that are working hard to keep the truth out there. Father, we pray for the Israelis, for Jewish people all across the world, because so many times, for some reason, the Israelis or Jewish people get slandered into all types of weird things, and it's almost there's a constant enemy out to destroy them. And it's true. According to the Bible, Satan hates God's children, and the Israeli people have been deemed as God's children. So, Father, we pray for anyone who's listening. Maybe there's someone who's listening, they say, I'm Jewish by heritage. Father, I pray you'd protect the Jewish race. I'm asking this in Jesus' mighty name, from all slander. And if there's someone out there saying, you know, I'm Jewish or I'm not, but I don't know this Jesus Christ, I invite you, my friend, and I challenge you, invite him into your life, that Jesus Christ is the Messiah. He will change your life. In Jesus' name.
Amen. God bless you all. Thank you so much for tuning in. You're listening to Real Life.